Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for being a part of our online worship experiences, and happy Palm Sunday. And we're celebrating in this Easter season the fact that Jesus is alive and that with him, nothing is impossible. And so even though we're facing unprecedented times and situations that we're dealing with, I want to encourage you today that Jesus knows you, he loves you. And in this Easter season, there is hope for you and for me. And then I believe that God will bring us out individually, and he will bring our country out, and I believe the nations of the world. And so we're honored, if you're a part of City Church or you're not, we're honored to have you watching right now. And we pray that you're blessed by the worship and blessed by the message, and we're here to serve you and do the best that we can. And we're starting a new series, and it's entitled Second Chance. I wonder, have you received a second chance in your life at any point in time? Now, if you were like me, I received hundreds of second chances, and I'm so glad. In school and at home, good Lord, I'm so glad I had a second chance. But you know, in Jesus, he gives us a second chance too. Over and over again in the scriptures, we see the hope of God coming in and rescuing people out of depravity or out of a failure and giving them hope again. In this series of a second chance, as we celebrate Easter, we want to talk about situations and miracles that are dealing with the second chance on a literal level with Jesus raising the dead. Now, Jesus himself was raised from the dead, and that's why we have Easter in the first place. But there are many stories of Jesus raising the dead, and this speaks of a second chance. I want to tie this into our everyday life, and I believe you and I can connect, I believe, with something today and leave on Palm Sunday with hope that God will give us a second chance. And so I want to preach on Palm Sunday a message entitled Hopeful Graveyards. That's right, Hopeful Graveyards. Father, I thank you so much for this Easter season and Palm Sunday. I thank you that you came as the conquering king and you came with peace. And Lord, I pray peace right now for every person, every family, as we are navigating this unprecedented moment in our nation's history. Lord, help us to have you today more and more. Help us to receive more of you. I pray that every one of us right now would lay down our resistance. We would set aside our distractions. We would receive something from you today, even in this message of hopeful graveyards, as we think about the second chance you give us, because nothing is impossible with you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read a story to you from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. If you have your Bibles, maybe turn there as you're watching, wherever you're watching from, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. And notice the story. Soon afterward, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, and a large crowd followed him. A funeral procession was coming out as he approached the village gate. The young man who had died, notice, was a widow's only son, and a large crowd from the village was with her. When the Lord saw her, notice this, his heart overflowed with compassion. "Don't cry," he said. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the bearers stopped. "Young man," he said, "I tell you, get up." Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. What a story, and what a story of a second chance, and really what a story of a hopeful graveyard. As they were walking out of the village into a graveyard to make their final respects, Jesus shows up and changes everything. I want to set the stage and then tie this into our life today. Here we see in the story a lady who has literally lost it all. We see a couple of details about her. First, she was a widow, so she had already lost the love of her life. She lost her husband. And now the second detail is that she loses her only child, her only son. So now she has lost her husband, and now she has lost her only child, her only son. She has lost everything. She is facing a graveyard of despair. She's facing a graveyard of total devastation. She's facing a graveyard of never returning to life as it was. And maybe for you and I today, as we're facing a variety or a plethora of things, maybe we can connect to this lady at some level. Maybe right now, as we're facing the coronavirus and this pandemic around the world, maybe we too feel like, man, we've lost so much. Maybe we're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety. Maybe we've been laid off from our job and our money is low. Maybe we're overwhelmed with stress and fear. Maybe, you know, we've lost a husband or a wife, maybe a child. Maybe we're facing who knows what, and we can connect to this lady. Just as she lost it all, maybe some of you feel like I've lost it all too, or I feel like I'm going to lose it all because of what we're facing as a nation and as individuals. And here's what's amazing about this a moment, even though it was a devastating moment, even though it was a scary moment, what's phenomenal is Jesus showed up in this moment. And I want to encourage you, he showed up for this lady, and he's going to show up for you too. He's no respecter of persons. He knows who you are and where you are. And if you can connect to this mother at some level today, you can understand what she's feeling in light of what we're facing right now. Jesus knows where we are. Maybe you feel like you're heading to a graveyard of a loss of a marriage, the graveyard of a loss of a family, or a loss of a home. Maybe you feel like you're going to lose your home. You have no finances. Maybe you're sick in your body. Maybe you're facing whatever and you feel like you're heading to a graveyard and there's no way to stop it. I have good news. Jesus can stop it. Just like he stopped this in this story, he can do the same for you. Jesus can do anything. And he gives a second chance even when we don't deserve it. And that's why when he shows up, there can be hopeful graveyards, because maybe where it looks like it's over, there is hope that there's a second chance. He shows up, Jesus does, in the good moments and in the bad moments. And what's amazing about the story, and what's a little unknown fact, is that in verse 11, the Bible says that he went to the village of Nain. And this is where he interacted with this widow and with this funeral procession. And then he raised this boy from the dead. What's awesome about this is that the word Nain in the Bible here, it means beauty. And what's phenomenal about Jesus is that when Jesus shows up in the place of a graveyard, when Jesus shows up in the place of a devastation, where it looks like all there is ashes around us, Jesus somehow, some way causes beauty to come out of it. And I believe Jesus is causing beauty to come out of your life today. He can cause beauty on this Palm Sunday to come out of your situation and to come out of your graveyard, if you will, or your crisis, because he gives a second chance. And when he shows up, those places of a graveyard, those places that maybe represent death or it's over or it's final, he shows up and gives us hope, just like he did this mother thousands of years ago. He will do for you today. In this place of devastation, Jesus shows us something. There's two things that Jesus did in this story that the Bible tells us, and I want to highlight them today to give you hope in whatever you're facing. And what's amazing about this, so he shows up to this place that means beauty, but in this moment, there was nothing beautiful about it. There was a mother who had lost her husband. Now she's lost her son. She's going to a graveyard, and she's leaving it all behind, literally. And yet Jesus shows up, and the first thing the Bible tells us is he saw her, and the Bible says he had compassion for her. I love that because it speaks of empathy. It speaks of Jesus connecting to her pain and to the place of where she was. He wasn't aloof. He wasn't mean. He was connected to her. He saw her, and he knew exactly what was going on, and he had compassion for her. This is huge because I believe Jesus has compassion for you and for me too. Jesus knows the place of our pain. He knows the place of our life physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in every area of our life. He knows the place that we're in, and he doesn't just walk by us with this disdain or this religious, you know, gruff. No, he looks at us with compassion. He knows us and he has compassion toward us. I love this about Jesus because Jesus has empathy, not only for this mother in this story, he has it for you and for me too. This is why he loves all people and he connects to us right where we're at. If you don't know Jesus, this Easter season is your time to receive Jesus. On Palm Sunday, it's your time to receive Jesus. He's reaching for you. He loves you. If you have received Jesus, If you're going to a graveyard, you feel like you've lost it all. You feel like you're going to lose it all. You feel overwhelmed by the pandemic. You feel like it's just caving in on you and your own thoughts are overwhelming. Please hear me. Jesus has the power to come and give you hope in a graveyard. He has the power to come and give you compassion, to connect to you, to know you, and to serve you right where you're at, because he's that great of a God and he's alive and well to do exactly what he did thousands of years ago for this mother. So please hear me. Jesus knows your pain. Jesus knows what you're facing. Jesus knows your place of life. He hasn't ignored you. He's running to you. And even though your prayers may feel like they're not working, or that God doesn't even answer your prayers, or he doesn't care about your prayers, all that is lying thoughts. He hears every word you say, and he's running to you, and he's helping you, and he's lifting you up right now, because he is the great God of heaven, and he can do anything for anyone, anywhere, anytime. And he has compassion for you, just like he had for this mother. But then his compassion caused him to do something. Here's the second main thought for this message of hopeful graveyards. He had compassion for this mother, but then Jesus, the Bible says, he touched the box that the boy was lying in, or he touched the coffin. And he said to the boy, "Get up." And the boy did. He began to talk, and he gave the boy back to his mother. I love that line. He gave the boy back to his mother. That's a second chance. That's a hopeful graveyard. He gave her son back. For us today, when he touched the box, he was touching the thing that was holding her dead son. He was touching the box that encased a representation of a lost dream, a lost family, a lost moment, a lost future. He touched the thing that was holding him and taking him to his final place, to his burial. And yet Jesus did something phenomenal. He touched that very thing that represented that, and he turned it as a place of liberation. He brought that boy out of the box. If his name was Jack, it would have been Jack out of the box. Come on now. He did something phenomenal. And what this represents for you and me is that you and I face boxes too. Please stay with me. In these moments of, like this woman, needing hope in the graveyard, needing a second chance physically with her son, with her family dream, this box represented everything she was afraid of, everything that she hated, everything that she didn't want. And you and I face boxes too. Maybe our marriage is in a box going to a graveyard of divorce. Maybe our parenting relationships are totally splintered and they're in a box of confinement, of division and strife and discord. Maybe our finances, our health, our emotions, our thoughts, our attitudes, our faith, we could just keep going, are in a box leading us to a graveyard of death or a finality that we cannot stop. And we feel helpless and we feel hopeless. And I know I'm preaching to more people than maybe would admit this is true. Maybe even those that are seasoned Christ followers, and you're feeling like there's certain things of your life that's in a box and you can't get out of the box and you're frustrated. Maybe others of you don't even believe in Jesus and you feel like yet your life is in a box. Somehow you feel confined. And if there's a Jesus somewhere, can he help me? I'm here to tell you today, no matter where we find ourselves, all of us face boxes at some point in our life. All of us face boxes that would represent taking something that we love, something that we cherish away from us, taking something that we want so bad into a final place of loss or a final place of never getting it back. And what's amazing is that Jesus shows up, and when he touches the box, what is on life support, what has died can come back to life or can have renewed hope. Because when Jesus comes to a graveyard, it becomes a hopeful graveyard. It becomes a place of life and not death. It becomes a place of beauty for ashes. It becomes a place of power instead of weakness. In fact, he takes our weakness, or he takes the box of confinement, and he changes it for good. I wonder today, on Palm Sunday of this year, as we face this pandemic and as we are doing life different now for these weeks at a time, navigating what's next, I wonder, what is your box? What is your box? You know, for me, I've had a box of fear. Fear has tried to encase me. Fear has wanted to carry me to, if you will, a graveyard of a loss of a dream or a loss of a future, a loss of a destiny based on fear. What is your box? Because I have felt the power of Jesus touch my box and set me free and get me out of the box and move into purpose. I know right now some of you are facing different things and your box seems overwhelming. It seems ironclad. It seems too strong to break. But when Jesus touches the box, he doesn't have to break it. All he has to do is touch it. And when he speaks to our circumstance, life comes, hope comes, forgiveness comes, a new day comes. And I'm telling you, it can come to you too right now during this Easter season. Please hold on to Jesus. Don't let go of hope. Reach up and grab onto God. He knows where you're at. Some of you are literally, emotionally, mentally, maybe even some physically, are going to a graveyard to say goodbye. You're already preparing yourself to let go of that family dream, let go of that business, let go of that marriage, let go of that relationship, let go of this, let go of that, let go of faith. And please don't do that. Because in this story, Jesus had compassion on this mother. He has compassion on you. Please don't do that, because Jesus is touching your box and he's giving life in the place of death. He's giving beauty in the place of ashes. He's giving hope in the place of hopelessness. He's giving a new day in the place of no day at all. Jesus is here. Jesus is alive. And he came with peace and as a conquering king, not to lord it over people, but to serve people. So he's the Prince of Peace for you and for me, just like he was for this mother. And when he got done, he changed everything in her life. Again, he gave her son back. I believe God wants to give you your marriage back. God wants to give you health back. He wants to give a healthy parental relationship back. I believe he wants to restore finances. Some of you are in a tight place because maybe you've been laid off and this pandemic has affected your finance. Jesus knows that. He wants to give finances back. He wants to give health back to you. He wants to give renewed hope back to you. He wants to give victory to you. He wants to give purpose to you. Come on. Jesus wants to give it back to you. The very thing you feel like you've lost, Jesus touches the box. He raises it up and he gives it back to you for a new day, for a new purpose. He gives it back to you for a second chance, because when he shows up, believe it or not, you can have hopeful graveyards. There's no question in my mind, in closing, that some of you today are facing insurmountable odds. You're looking at mountains that are hard to scale, and you don't know what's going to happen next. But here is good news. Jesus scales the mountain for you. Notice this woman didn't have the power to bring her son back, but Jesus did. It was out of her power to do it, but it was in the power of God to do it. You know, sometimes in our life, we run out of resources. We run out of ability. We can't do it anymore. And that can be a scary thing. We've tried counseling. We've tried this. We've tried 12-step. We've tried that. It's not working, whatever it is. That's when Jesus shows up. Because when Jesus shows up, he takes ashes and he turns it into beauty. He takes a place of a graveyard and turns it into beauty. He takes a place of loss and turns it into beauty. Come on, I know you feel this today. God wants to give you hope today that he can give back to you what you've lost. And when you don't have the power to do it, he does and he will. So on Palm Sunday of this year, as we face unprecedented situations in a crisis of our nation and of the world, Jesus is coming. He's giving you a hopeful graveyard to change the place of death and loss to a place of hope and a new beginning. What is that box for you? We know he has compassion for you and for me, but what is your box? Again, my box has been fear. What is your box today? And no matter what it is, let Jesus touch it. And then let Jesus give life to it. Get out of the way, if you will, because if it's in a box, you and I don't have the power to probably bring it back. But he does. And let him do what he can't do. And let the resurrected King show up and resurrect you in a new way. Because when he shows up, hopeful graveyards are possible. Hopeful graveyards are seen. Right now, wherever you're watching, please bow your head and bow your heart with your family, with your friends, by yourself. No matter who you are, where you are, what you are facing, what you have, what you don't have, what you're afraid of, what you have faith for, Jesus knows you by name. And he is giving compassion to you, and he is touching the box that represents the death of something, and he is giving life to it again. And there is a new day for you. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior, do it today. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. I'm going to lead you here in just a moment. If you have done that, but right now in this moment, you know in your soul, you're far from God, you feel it, then it's your day to come back to God and receive from Him. Others of us, we have received Jesus. We know Jesus. We've received Him. We're a Christ follower, but yet there is something in a box. Our hope, our marriage, our kids, our money, our health, something, our faith, whatever it is. And no matter what's in a box, you would say, you know what, Pastor Dave, I need Jesus to help me. I know he has compassion, but I need him to touch the box and let it come out again and give me hope. I need it because I can't do it. I know there's hundreds and thousands of people that are watching right now that speaks to you at some level in your life. And yet Jesus is the one to give it life again. So if you've never received Christ, or you're far from Christ, and or you sense there's a box carrying something away and you want it to come to life again, right now as your head is bowed, as your heart is bowed, pray with me this prayer out loud, even for those to hear it around you. And I believe Jesus will meet you right there. So please say out loud, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I give you my life. Forgive me of my sins. I turn away from it and I say yes to you. Be my Savior. Be my God. Be my King. I give you the dead things of my life. I give you the box to touch. Touch it, Lord. Give it new life. I trust you to give me a second chance. I trust you to give me a hopeful graveyard and give me a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer and you called on Jesus, I believe you received him. You're saved. Let us know you did that by clicking that button. We want to pray for you and serve you and help you move forward in your faith. I want to encourage you today on this Palm Sunday. God knows you. It may not happen right now, this moment, but I'm telling you, he has compassion for you. He's walking by. He's touching the box. He is causing life to come out of a dead thing. Give it to God every day, practically speaking. Give it to God. Let God have your life. Give him whatever this is, and let him do what you can't do. Because when that happens, I believe anything can happen. We love you and we bless you. We can't wait to be back next Sunday as we celebrate Easter. So invite your family and your friends. It's going to be great as we do our best online. And we believe that the best is yet to come. God bless you.